Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the partisan primary Tuesday Election Day edition. Now we welcome a fine guest to the program. She's an attorney, Andrea Gage Michaels, and also a candidate for Wisconsin. It's Senate District 1, right, Andrea?
That is correct. It's Andrea Gage Michaels against Andre Jacques.
Well, got to keep the Andrea and the Andre separate, but let me ask you this. You don't have a partisan primary opponent today.
That's correct. I do not have an opponent, but I hear that I'm neck and neck with Andrea Gage Michaels. The returns are looking good.
So, congratulations. Yeah, we're all pulling for you, Andrea.
Thanks, guys.
So you will pass through successfully, I suspect, the partisan primary a little bit later today. And the opponent you are going against in the fall, Andre Jacques, I suspect, the incumbent does not face an opponent either, or if he does, in all probability, he will pass through easily. Why'd you run against Andre Jacques?
Well, you know, it was really a moral choice and not a career choice. I felt morally compelled to run against him for some of the reasons that you might suspect. He actually does not have a primary opponent. So if no one had jumped in, he would have swept the election after the entirety of my neighborhood in East Appear getting redistricted. And I really felt that the people of East Appear and Senate District 1 deserved an opportunity to vote for their state senator. And I think they deserve an opportunity to vote for a state senator who stands with public health, with access to COVID testing and vaccines, and women's access to healthcare. He does neither, and like I said, I felt compelled to run. The minute that I found out that my home was redistricted and that I would be Andre Jacques' constituent, I started making calls the next morning, and by later that afternoon, I was working to get my name on the ballot.
Now, some people may not know Andre Jacques, a state senator, sort of a husky guy, had COVID, and it was pretty extreme. And we had seen from the social media postings of his family, I believe it was his wife, saying, go get your family, strongly consider getting your family vaccinated. I thought the implication was perhaps he was not. But he has been oppositional, and the entire Republican Party has been oppositional. Let's start with public health and the COVID pandemic. How much of that plays in? I mean, Andre Jacques, despite his own his own prognosis, never really seemingly came around on this issue.
That is really the primary reason that I'm running, not above and beyond refuting medical science, above and beyond gutting the ability of our local county health departments, above and beyond really just being an obstructionist for Governor Tony Evers, who had a 70% approval rating for his handling of COVID. The fact that he hasn't shown the integrity to talk about his experience in real terms and how it affected him and his family. We lost my mother in late 2020 after her own bout of long haul COVID. And my husband, who has type 1 diabetes, even though we were vaccinated and boosted, we got a breakthrough case this January. And it wasn't nearly as bad as what my mother had suffered in 2020. But after having that experience, after actually having to go to the emergency room, have our vitals checked, and have where they have Navy doctors stationed at Bellin Hospital here in town, have the doctors tell us that we were doing well, not in spite of the vaccine, but because of it. After having those life experiences, I couldn't stand by and watch someone who had battled COVID, had gone into the ICU, and didn't have the intestinal fortitude to talk about it. I'm still praying for and sending his family positive energy. You have to have some level of respect for people who put themselves in the public sphere, but this is just not something that we can talk around. And the people of Senate District 1, the people of Brown County, the people of Manitowoc County, up through Door County, I really believe that they're tired of reckless rhetoric. Regardless of where they may have stood on masks, regardless of where they stand on the vaccine, although I think more and more people and more moderate Republicans are also in favor of the vaccine than we might believe, people are tired of games. They don't want to pay their elected officials to play partisan games. They really don't.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Andrea Gage Michaels. She is a candidate for Wisconsin's 1st Senate District going up against Andre Jacques. Andrea, thank you for coming around. And I got to tell you, and thank you for stepping up and running against someone who, if you did not, assuming, would not have an opponent. And I think we have too many Republicans in this state that are running unopposed, so I appreciate that. I found out about your candidacy as I was lamenting the fact that there's so many people not, so many Republicans not being challenged. I was at a wedding and a mutual friend of ours, he said, oh, you got to meet Andrea. I mean, she's running against Andre Jacques. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? Introduce me. Tell me. So we had a chance to meet and talk a little bit, Andrea, but our audience is not aware. If you would, why don't you give yourself, tell people about your background a little bit, if you would, please.
Well, thank you so much for that. And I'm so glad that we were connected by my dear friend, who's also a very staunch gay rights activist in Milwaukee. And he knows that I stand with gay rights, with transgender rights, and I have a long history of doing so. I started out my career very similar to what we're doing right now. I started out as a TV producer and then a reporter, worked in two Wisconsin media markets and a couple down south. When I was working in my last on-air job in Madison, I was interviewing these brilliant public policy leaders who had a difficult time at times expressing their thoughts and getting those across to mass audiences. So I decided to go into media relations for Planned Parenthood, where I worked from 2004 to 2008. Then worked in media relations statewide in Wisconsin and Minnesota for the national AFL-CIO in support of the Obama race and some Senate and congressional races in both states. Then went to work for a state senator from the Wauwatosa area, and those experiences really led to the choice to run today. You know, I know as a former state Senate staffer, and then later I was a state bar staffer, that so much more could be done, so many more resources could be brought to Northeast Wisconsin, and that Northeast Wisconsin has, well, with any community that's outstate, they're going to feel somewhat disconnected from our major cities and from our capital. But there's so much that more that could be done to bring us together. And I think that most everyday hardworking people in this area, they believe in equality, they believe in fairness, they believe in preserving our environment. They believe in being able to access healthcare, and they believe in being able to access the internet, which is a real, real problem in this corridor.
Andrea, you mentioned your experience at Planned Parenthood. Of course, Roe v. Wade, we've seen what's going on in Kansas, recently here in Indiana as well. How is that conversation going up in the Green Bay market, and what would you do to try to affect that here in the state of Wisconsin?
I think the conversation is going much along the same lines as it is in other parts of the state. I think that people might suspect that folks wouldn't feel affected by it, wouldn't feel bothered by it. But I had a hunch after working with women who were between the age, primarily women who were between the ages of 60 and 90. I moved here to be an elder rights attorney and have worked in the Senate District 1 counties, that women, regardless of their current political affiliation, very strongly believe that a woman's right to choose is fundamental. And that has been my experience ever since I started gathering signatures to get on the ballot. Even when I'm not standing on people's doorsteps, it's coming up quite frequently. And the really exciting development in this part of the state is the number of women and men in their 20s who are standing up They're protesting. There are protests in Green Bay. I was a keynote speaker in downtown Kewaunee, which a lot of people might not expect that there were going to be activist-led protests in downtown Kewaunee, but it's happening. People are paying attention, and they want to make sure that their state legislature, if we're going to leave such fundamental freedoms up to the states, they want to see qualified people in the Capitol.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got to find candidate, find guest. She is attorney Andrea Gage Michaels. Appreciate you coming around. Got a few more political questions, but I'm a single issue voter. I got to ask you about the political environment in Green Bay and the Fox Valley. What would you describe as the political environment there, media wise? Is there anything resembling fair and equal coverage? And what role does right-wing talk radio play in the market, to your opinion?
You know, I think right-wing radio does have an impact. It does have an influence. But what I've been seeing is a real organic movement. I mean, we're seeing social media posts. We're seeing progressive newspapers, more community newspapers emerging in this market. So I think that the momentum is building, and I'm really confident in the mainstream media in Green Bay that as these issues unfold, as they see how deeply people care about the issues, I think there will be more and more coverage. And I think that this media market is not immune to all eyes being on it. I have a special perspective because I did statewide media relations that I do think that the Green Bay market is going to really heed what people are talking about and what people are saying. But I also think it's really incumbent upon your followers and listeners in Madison, in Milwaukee, nationwide. The more and more people who pay attention to this race, the more coverage we'll get, and the more living rooms that we get into on local news, the more mainstream newspaper coverage we get. When people sit down and talk about these issues, when they talk about women's health, when they talk about COVID, when they sit down and talk with their families, whatever source they've got that information from, when we start having those kind of sit-down conversations, that's when progressives and liberals win, because our ideas are focused on progress. And most people in Wisconsin, and Northeast Wisconsin is no exception, they want to start moving forward, and not in a slogan kind of way, but in a real, true, let's do better by our people kind of way.
But it's hard to move forward when a lot of the participants in the electoral process are still relitigating the 2020. And I would point towards Senator Andre Jacques as the only Wisconsin state senator who sent a letter to Mike Pence the day before the Capitol insurrection. Do you have any issue with Andre Jacques joining 14 other lawmakers and effectively telling Pence, don't do your job?
I don't know that there is a single issue that Andre Jacques and I would not be opposed. I hear he's good for the environment, so that might be about it. But I am very opposed to his actions around insurrection and turning a blind eye to the actual needs of people in Northeast Wisconsin.
If people want to get involved in your campaign, how can they do so?
Well, we are welcoming any form of support. We'd love to see people come up and go door to door. We'd love to see people donate. If they can spread the word through social media, we will take whatever grassroots activism that your listeners can offer.
It is going to be a sprint. Good luck to you. Candidate Andrea Gage Michaels. Did I say the first name right?
Andrea. Middle America, Midwestern, Andrea. And in high school, I was a sprinter, so we'll be in good shape.
At least I didn't call you Andre. Thank you so much. More Devil's Advocates will be back.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.